I hope y'all's in the mood for some radio talk show now. This here's the most downright dangerous podcast this side of the mighty Mississippi. I tell you what. Hey now, this is the Danger Hour, and I am your host, Jamesy Pooh. And I gotta tell you, it's a Wednesday night, and it's a work night, so I gotta... And it's fuck... Oh god, it's almost 10 o'clock. I'm supposed to be changing my ways, you know, being more responsible, being a responsible adult. Oh well. How you doing? How's it going, everybody? I'm okay, if you're wondering. And all I gotta say is tonight's show is brought to you by the Achilles tendon. Too soon. Calm down, Laker fans. Whoa. You back there? Relax. Yeah, I'm talking to you. I really mean the homeboys. Hey, fucking Kobe, fool. You know? Kobe's a fucking man, bro. Fucking yeah. Yeah, shut up. Not anymore. I've noticed that the Laker fans totally jumped off the bandwagon. That's right. Right after the news broke, I was around some colleagues, and one of the dudes was like, oh, Kobe snapped his Achilles, bro. Oh, it's fucking over. I'm done watching basketball. It's over for me. It's like, what a dickhead. And I bet you there's a lot of them people out there. Kobe's out. They're done. Huh? Great fans you are. Bastards. You don't care. You just want to root for the hot shot, you know? Once the hot shot's out, it's like, well, it's all over. It's fucking over. You know what? I thought if you blew your Achilles tendon, I heard that you can't even walk. That it totally eliminates your ability to like stand up and walk. I guess I was wrong. Well, I did see a movie called, what the fuck is it called? God damn it. I Saw the Devil. It's a Korean movie on Netflix. And the guy slits a dude's Achilles tendon and he falls down. He can't walk. He's crawling around. And I was like, wow, that must be real. Well, I guess he didn't get his tendon sliced by a fucking blade, but what do I know? Anyways, I figured, oh shit, he ripped his Achilles, and I didn't see the video, so I figured he got put on a stretcher or that fucking little cart and wheeled in and drove away. But look, I watched the video later, or I saw the news, and I guess he takes a couple free throws and then walks it off. Walk it off. And yeah, I know you guys all seen that shit on the internet about how LeBron James pulled a muscle, or what do you say, he got a cramp, has to be carried off the court. And who's the other guy? He has to be wheelchaired off the court. And then here comes Kobe, tears his Achilles and takes two free throws and walks off on his own, waving at the crowd. Yeah, he's a god. We get it. Keep kissing his fucking ass. Okay? But I gotta tell you, you can see that on the video that he's one tough son of a bitch, huh? But I think I'm going to say that he's done. It's over for him. Okay? All your Kobe is out of your life now. Because even if he does his surgery, I guess, you know, was a success. Even though that happened, and even though he's going to be back in, you know, what's that shit called? I've had it many times. God, my fucking brain doesn't work. You know that? Physical therapy, that's what it is. Even though he's had physical therapy, or he will have, and he's going to be nursing that shit back, you know, getting stronger, da-da-da-da-da, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee, boom-boom-boom, and, you know, doing all those fucking exercises and leg lifts and blah-blah-blah. He's not going to be the same. He's going to come back. He's old. He's fucking old. What, how many seasons has he been there? Like, what, 17 seasons? What the fuck it was, I heard? Is that right? I don't know. But he's done. I'm going to tell you, he's going to come back next season, and then he's going to get fucking hurt again. You know why? Because he's old. And just like an old car, once you fix a new part, something else breaks on that fucking thing. So I'm telling you, he's going to strengthen up his Achilles, but then, let's see what's going to happen. His calf will detach. I don't know. Something will happen. I'm just telling you. That guy's done. I'm calling it. Don't bet on the Lakers. It's over. All right, that's enough. I think I've been a little hard on Kobe, but everybody relax, okay? I'm just fucking with you, Kobe lovers. I mean, it's not like I bombed a marathon or anything. Oh, James, you did it again. You're using current events to offend people. That's not nice. I know, but, you know, you guys all knew what you were getting into when you pressed play on this fucking show. Come on. You know I'm just out here to make light of shit and to, you know, give you a couple laughs. Free entertainment. For Christ's sake, it's called the Danger Hour. You gotta expect a little bit of danger, baby dolls. I'm an asshole, but, you know, I don't mean it. You know, I'm just being silly. Come on, give me a break. And what I mean by the whole thing is I think everyone knows by now about this Boston Marathon bombing, right? Some sick fuck, from what I hear, I didn't do any research, I don't know, planted some, I was told by someone I talked to, that they planted like some kind of bag or package or some shit, and full of ball bearings and explosives, so when they fucking blew up, it shot things everywhere. You know what I mean? And apparently like 176 people were injured and 3 were killed. Okay? Some sick fuck had to go out there, you know, and hurt innocent people, but that's the same story as it always is, right? Shit's getting out of hand. It's happening too often in two different of venues. That's probably the point. You know, catch you slipping. Ah, you didn't know that was going to happen this time, did you? Well, there we go. Gotcha.
James, you shouldn't make light of this subject. It's not right. It's you sound like a heartless asshole.
All right. I already told you. The show is about fucking around. I don't mean it. Take it easy. But what I want to tell you about this is, I'm going to be serious here. I got two possible theories about this, all right? Two theories about how or why this happened. And here's the first one. The first is, you know, the regular assumption that it's the terrorist. The terrorists are fucking with us again. They're getting back at us again. Trying to piss us off again. And force us to have more annoying security checkpoints. Because that's what's happening. Every time something like this happens, security gets ramped up. And it makes me 10 minutes late to my event. You know what I'm talking about. Everyone in fucking America, well, in the major cities, are they're in a hurry all the time. And I know the terrorists, like, at the thought of us waiting another extra 10 minutes to be searched, you know, at these entertainment events, I bet it makes them fucking happy as shit. You know what I mean? I bet they're laughing their asses off thinking about us. Oh, look, these fucking people have to. I know the Indians aren't involved, okay? But that's the accent I can do. I can't do the Arab one, so give me a fucking break. These fucking people are in line. They've got to wait even longer for security. You know what I mean? That's what's happening. Here's my solution to this shit, okay? Let's stop fucking around, people. It's time to take action. We have to bomb the fuck out of the Middle East.
But James, there are innocent women and children there also. They're not all bad people.
Fuck it! I don't care! I think there are enough bad people to justify what we have to do. Just blow the fucking thing off the face of the earth. All of it. Besides, the women, you know, women and children. The women will make more evil bastards, okay? And the children will grow up to be evil bastards. So they are the fucking root of this, okay?
Oh, they're innocent women and children.
Okay, but they're going to grow up. And the women are going to make more. That's all I'm going to tell you. We got to be proactive with this shit. Get to the root of the fucking problem. That's all I'm saying, okay? Oh, my God. Yeah, I know. I can't believe I'm saying this shit myself. But it has to be said, and I got to be the one to say it. You know why? Because no one else has the balls to get up on their fucking platform behind a microphone in a safe room in Hacienda Heights and speak all this nonsense. You know what? On a side tangent, it doesn't make sense to me that people will put their life on the line, you know, or their freedom on the line to take out a group of people. Unless it's like worth it, you know what I mean? I mean, if you're going to take people out, you might as well go as far as you fucking can. Go for the big score. Like if you go to, you know, rob somebody, you're not going to rob, you know, a fucking guy, an ice cream man, pushing those little ding, 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 ice cream. You're not going to rob that guy. What are you going to get, like $38 off him? You got to go for the big score, you know, make it worth it. If you get popped, you know, you got to do some time. I don't know about the ice cream man. That's a probably bad excuse. But if you hold up like a, you know, a little mom and pop place, you're not going to get too much. If you hold up like a fucking, you know, like a Walmart, you're going to cash in. They're loaded. All I'm saying is make it worth it. So if you're going to kill a bunch of people, go for the big fucking score. Take them all out. Okay, like for example, okay, the guy at the Twin Towers, all right, or the guys, whoever the fuck it was, that was a good score, okay? You guys, you did it. You did it. You set fucking records, all right? Now people got to aspire to that. You're inspiring evil assholes to top you, and that's good. But what I'm saying, what I'm saying is these guys that, you know, they take out a couple people, and it's like, you know, you're being hunted now. Like, really, was it fucking worth it? Was it worth it? Go all the way is all I'm saying. If you're going to do something, do it right. And be the best at what you do. You know what? But that whole thing comes into, was it Al-Qaeda or was it the U.S.? Which is the biggest terrorist? Which ones are the biggest terrorists? Who fucking knows? What am I, Huelhauser from PBS? Which ones are the biggest terrorists? I'm here at the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco. Ah, look at this thing. So what I'm saying is, go for it, okay? If you're going to be an evil asshole, rack up the numbers. We need to cut the population anyway. All I'm going to say is, you know, I think the terrorists, they got to have like a water cooler somewhere, right? And they all meet up there and like they bullshit, you know, like we do about TV shows, but they come up and the guy would be like, hey, did you hear about Muhammad? He bombed that Boston Marathon. No shit. Wait, which Muhammad? We're all named Muhammad. Oh, no, Muhammad Jones. Oh, okay. What was his count? Oh, he got 3. What? 3? Yeah, 3. 3 people. What a faggot. Muhammad Jenkins got like 15 without even trying. You know they gotta be talking shit, right? Hey, how many did you get? I got 3. Oh, look at this fucking faggot over here. You're only going to get 19 virgins, not 70. What the fuck it is? 100 virgins? Who fucking knows? You crazy motherfuckers. All right? If you think you're going to get virgins when you get up to the so-called heaven, you're out of your goddamn mind. Okay? You're in the fucking matrix like the rest of us, and no one's getting no fucking virgins, all right? That's all I'm going to tell you. No one's getting any virgins. All right, here's my second theory. It could be... Now, this is far-fetched, okay? Let's turn the word theory and add another theory. I mean, let's take the word theory and add one more word, conspiracy. Conspiracy theory, okay? I'm going to launch this on you, baby dolls. Check this out. Our security guards conspiring, okay? Security guards, you heard me.
But James, what do you mean security guards? They're here to protect us.
Are they? You know, if we're all safe, there's nothing to be protected. Maybe security guards are behind a lot of this shit. Maybe they're sabotaging things and creating terrorist acts,
activities,
so we feel unsafe, so we got to hire more security guards. Have you thought about that? Security companies are making it look like other people are doing bad things to us. And it's like,
oh my God, we need more security because we're not safe.
It's fucking genius, if you ask me. Security guards are behind it all. Okay? Think about it. They're trying to make people more and more scared so that the security industry skyrockets, okay? There's money to be made, people. And fear is the ultimate persuader. That's all I'm going to tell you. Take it or fucking leave it. I don't care. So, the obvious thing to do, I mean, it's pretty obvious. We got to kill all the security guards. That's the only way it can be stopped. We got to kill all security guards. I mean, as far as I can tell, that's the only way. Think of the children.
But James, if you kill all the security guards, who will protect us?
Oh yeah, fuck. That's true, we do need some of them. They're not all crazy, probably. Not all corrupt. There's probably some good ones. Okay, fuck it. Just kill the Middle East then. Blow them all up. That's what we got to do. All right. Okay, I'm done. Okay, and now it's time for me to stop running my fat fucking mouth and get into a segment called Asshole Thought or Not.
The Asshole Thought or Not.
Asshole
Thought or Not.
Yep, that's right. Asshole Thought or Not. If you're a new listener, I doubt it, but if you are, you've joined the other seven, and now you can, get a peek into the fun that is Asshole Thought or Not. I basically give you a scenario, and based on the scenario, you determine, well, I guess I determine, but you can have your own determination, if the person or me is an asshole or not. Does that make any sense? Did I confuse you? Hang in there. All you need to listen to the show is a seventh grade education, and I hope you are following along. And I hope you didn't drop out at sixth grade, because I can't help you then. All right, here we go. Asshole thought or not. Ahem. Last week, I did a show with Lito and Nature Boy. Woo! And, Lito left, and Nature Boy and I, we kept drinking, and I got fucking drunk, okay? Extremely drunk.
But James, did you drive home?
No, I record the show at my own house. I don't gotta go anywhere. That's right. That's why I'm so irresponsible. Because I can be. Anyway, so we're hanging out, drinking, talking, and my wife was out. Oh, hold on. What was that? My wife was out. You know, we're hanging out in the kitchen. The danger room. And the door opens and my wife pops in. And I was like, oh, man. I was texting her, actually, right when she was walking in, hoping I would catch her to bring us some food. No, you know what I'm talking about. That late night, I'm drunk, I need something to eat, and I want it to be horrible food, kind of food. That's what I mean. So she comes home, I'm like, oh, man, I was just texting you. Well, what's the problem? And I was like, oh, I was going to ask if you could bring us some food home. Oh, too late, I'm already home, so, that's tough toodles. It's like, come on, can you please go back out?
I'm not going back out. I just got here. You should have asked me earlier.
It's like, come on, please. I'm asking you. We've been drinking. We can't go out. Will you please get us some food?
I'll tell you what. I'll go out and get you some food if you wash the dishes.
And meanwhile, I got to tell you, she didn't do dishes for like 2 or 3 days. And the dishes are fucking piled sky high. Okay? Now, I hate doing the fucking dishes. And she does too, which is why she tried to get me in this situation. Now, I'm sorry. A long build-up, but James, you're fucking talking too much. Who's the asshole? All right, here it goes. Excusez-moi. My question to you is, well, it's not quite done yet. I agreed basically to wash the dishes if she went out to get us food, okay? Now, here's my question now. Who's the asshole here? Am I the asshole for agreeing to wash the dishes and then not washing the dishes the next day? Or is she the asshole because she's taking advantage of a drunk guy? You know what I mean? I'm going to say yes to anything at this point because I'm fucking drunk and I'm hungry. And she's not drunk. So she's taking advantage. That was my case in this little fucking courtroom scenario that we had the next day. Because she went, and I'll tell you what we had. We had some fish tacos from Del Taco. Because Del Taco, as you know, if you're a drinker, and let's see what else. Jack in the Box and Tacos Mexico and some McDonald's are open 24 hours. But fuck McDonald's. Ah, I just said butt fuck. I got to take a drink. That's a rule. If you say butt fuck or fuck butt or hard on, in your regular conversation, if you say the combination of those words together and you don't realize you're saying it, you got to take a drink. That's a fucking rule. And I'm not above the rules. Okay. So cheers. Okay. So fuck McDonald's. Because that's pure poison.
But James, Jack in the Box is poison too.
You're right. And I don't go there no more. I swore not fast food, to be honest with you, except this night when I was drunk. My fish tacos sounded pretty damn good at the time. So yeah, she went out, she got us fish tacos, and I enjoyed the shit out of it. And so the next day, I forget all about this little fucking arrangement. And I'm in the kitchen. I think we're going to have breakfast. And she's like, don't forget to wash the dishes. And I was like, what are you talking about? Don't you pull that. You said you would wash the dishes. You told me if I got you food. I'm like, all right, hold on. Whoa. Bring your fucking voice down a few octaves so I can hear you. You know, that shrieking doesn't register in my fucking ears. And, that doesn't make them feel any better if you tell them that. So they get even more mad. The voice goes even higher. Relax. Calm down. I said, what are you talking about?
You don't remember? We had an arrangement. I said, you wash the dishes and I'll get you some fish tacos.
And I was like, fuck, I do remember that now. And, I told her what I just told you guys a little while ago. You know, I'm not fucking doing it. Fuck that.
No, you can't.
I was like, hold on. Calm down. You're taking advantage of me, okay?
I'm not taking advantage. You
wait, calm down. Relax. You're taking advantage because I'm shut up. Hear me out. I'm drunk, okay? I'm going to tell you whatever you want to hear because I'm fucking hungry.
I don't care. You said you'd.
I'm like, look. Hey, wait a minute. You can't leave the fucking dishes, you know, unattended for 3 fucking days and then pull some shit like this so I can get dicked over, you know? If it was one day, that might pass, but not 3 days. That's bullshit. You're neglecting your duties as a wife, okay? I go to work, you wash dishes. That's the arrangement. Anyways, I got a whole shitstorm, dude.
You agreed. You said I went all the way out to get food.
All the way out. It's a couple miles away, and you got yourself some fucking food while you're at it. Huh? Who's unfair here? Anyway, I know. I'm sorry, guys. That was a long one. I got diarrhea of the mouth tonight. I don't know what it is, but I really wanted you to get the whole picture here. So who's the asshole? Her? For taking advantage of a drunk guy? Or me for not holding up my end of the bargain from what I said I would do? Who's the asshole? I'm going to say she is. Of course, right? I'm not at fault. I'm an innocent bystander. I'm an innocent victim. Okay? You know how people get drunk and they beat their wives? And,
oh, she was the victim of alcohol abuse.
This time, I was the victim of alcohol abuse, okay? Because she turned it around on me. You understand what I'm saying? She turned it around on me. She used my alcohol against me. That's abuse, okay? Alcohol abuse. I'm calling it right now. What should this be called? What, just reverse alcohol abuse? Nah, that's not catchy. I don't fucking know. I'm too dumb to think of stuff like that on the spot. I gotta think about it for a while. You get the point, though. But yeah, I'm off the hook. She's the asshole. That's what I'm saying. I'm sticking with it. Hey, it's my show. Go fuck yourself. Oh, boy. I gotta tell you, there's a follow-up to this thing. I held out for 2 days. But you know what? She didn't give in. She's one of those stubborn broads. You know what I'm talking about? But I'm a little stubborn myself. That's why I took 2 days. And I'm like, maybe it was even 3 days. You know, she'd be like giving me like this fucking, you know, she wasn't like her loving self. It's like, what's your problem? You know what? Me. So I got to tell you, after 3 days, I think it was 3 days, I fucking snapped. I wanted peace throughout the fucking lands, okay? So I did the goddamn dishes. Okay, I fucking did them. Call me a fag, whatever you want to call me. And I'll accept it because it's true. I'm a fag. A real man doesn't fucking, you know, a real man stands his ground. You don't kneel to pressure, especially from abroad. Yeah. I know I lost respect, but hey, sometimes you gotta bite the bullet, people, to save your fucking, just to save fucking peace. Just to save arguing time. Just, who fucking cares? I'll wash the goddamn dishes and this little y'all be over with. Okay? I took the high road. I gotta tell you something. I kind of took the danger approach, you know. I took the high road, but also the low road at the same time because while I was doing the dishes, I just I was thinking of like, I'm washing away and I'm like, you know what? What's going to complete this is just me singing a fucking song like a fag. Just sing a song while you're washing dishes, you homo. You're already like 90% there. You might as well go overboard. Go all the way. And she happened to come like in the room while I was thinking about this. And I'm like, yeah, I'm going to go for it. Fuck it. So here's what I do while I'm washing dishes. And she walks in. I start singing a song. You know that whistle while you work deal? But I'm singing instead. I'm singing like this. Here's my song. I have to hear it. Here we go. I'm a little bitch washing dishes. I'm a little bitch washing dishes. I'm a little bitch. Yes, I'm a little bitch. Yes, I'm a little bitch washing dishes. And she stops and she's staring at me and I feel her fucking just peering through my soul from behind me, right? And I turn around and she's staring at me. I was like, what?
So what? I'm a bitch because I wash dishes?
And I said, no, 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 no. I'm a bitch for washing dishes. You're a woman. You're supposed to do this. And she got mad at me all over again. But not really that mad. Just like, you're an asshole kind of fucking mad. It's like, hey, come on, relax. Not a bitch. Just kidding. I love you. All right, I'm done with that. I'm sorry. I went long. But I hopefully you guys enjoyed that. And hopefully you enjoyed my little song. And maybe you could apply it in your life sometime. If you ever have to, if you ever lose a battle with your woman, you're gonna just throw that like it's like a spit in their eye. Okay, you took the high road, but you're also gonna take the low road. You took the middle road. You bit the bullet. You did what you didn't want to do. At the same time, you gotta insult them. So you're taking the middle road. You're breaking even. Okay, sing that song, no matter what it is. Maybe you left your socks on the floor. And she's been bitching you for a week. Bitching at you. Pick up your socks. Is there still socks here? How come they haven't been picked up? Ha! All that shit, right? So you can go, I'm a little bitch picking up my socks. I'm a little bitch picking up my socks. You get it. Just be smiling when you're doing it. She'll get fucking furious. I guarantee it. And you know what? You won. You won a little bit. At least half. Okay? Take the middle road. All right, people. Let's move on. Okay. Speaking of being buzzed, well, I said I was drunk, but I'm gonna go with buzz on this one because I got another buzz. You know, during the next few days after that, it wasn't a buzz with alcohol though. If you heard the last show, you heard that I was in this special training for promotion, and it was like a pass or fail type training. If you don't pass the training, you don't get a promotion. That's the bottom line. And so there was this big test I had to take for training.
A test, James? You're not in college.
I know.
The job you have it's not qualified for, college applicants. It's for high school dropouts.
Yeah, fuck you. It's actually for high school graduates, but it's not much different. But yeah, there was a test, a written test. And, I wanted to be my sharpest. So you know what I did? That day of the big test, it was a culmination of everything they've been teaching me. The first week, it was a two-week training. So I had to pass this test or else, you don't go. You fail and it's all over. And you got to take that walk of shame. And everyone will know you failed.
Oh, you didn't pass the test, huh? I see that you're back.
That's right, I'm back. So anyway, I thought it would be a good idea to go get a coffee. And because I don't know, fuck, I'm a dummy, I just told you I only got a high school diploma. I don't know stuff. Took a little bit of college, but it
doesn't count if you don't pass, huh, James?
Yeah, you're fucking right. Doesn't count. You got to shamefully check that box.
Some college.
Anyway, so, I thought it'd be a good idea to pump some caffeine in my system before the test because, I figure if I have caffeine in my system, all my shit will be firing quickly, Yeah, I'm no scientist, but it made sense to me. So on the way to work, I stop at Starbucks, and I order the patented Danger coffee drink.
James, what's the patented Danger coffee drink?
Well, if you got to ask, I can tell you to listen to the last show, so I'll just tell you again. What I get is hold on, it's long, bear with me. I get a soy venti iced coffee with light ice, 4 pumps of sweetener, and 2 extra shots of espresso. Okay? Light ice is the key. Because they put like less than half the fucking ice and you get way more drink, okay? That's all I'm going to tell you. I won't go into the whole thing again because I did that in the last show. That's all I'm going to tell you. Okay. So I get that drink. And I'm actually running a little bit late. You know, I was being daring. I'm like, can I make it? Can I get the coffee and still make it to my appointment? Or my appointment. Can I still make it to work on time? Work / training on time? And I jumped in there, grabbed it, fucking sped to work. I had 10 minutes. And I chugged that thing. It's a lot of drink, you know. It's a lot of coffee in 10 minutes. So I'm drinking it pretty quick. By the time I walk from my car to the building, I'm jittery as fuck. I can already feel it.
James, you sound like you're exaggerating. You can't feel caffeine that fast.
Fuck you. Yes, I did. I walk in. I get to my training room. And I got, you know, like a handful of other dudes. And they see me. This guy's like laughing at me. I'm like, what? He's like, you look so too fucking happy. What's going on with you? I'm like, dude, I just drank a large goddamn coffee. And I'm all jittery now. They start laughing. The guy's like, dude, I can't wait to see your crash. I was like, huh. I never experienced a crash before, really. I really never have. And I was like, all right, we'll see about that. Anyways, I take my test, right? And during the test, I can feel the fucking blood flowing through my arms. It's not a good feeling. I can feel my heart pounding. And it's hard to concentrate because I got so much caffeine. It's like, you should be running like a fucking marathon. Oh, too soon again. And you know, but you're not. You're sitting down at a desk reading questions, and it's like you're over pumped for it, you know. But I did my best under the circumstances, and I gotta tell you, I passed. That's right, look at me, danger approved. Woo! I'm gonna pause so you can congratulate me with a little, you know, round of applause. Say some words of encouragement while I drink, and I will while I'm drinking and swallowing, I will imagine the best compliments I can imagine from all of you, okay? So here we go. Now. I am an inspiration to Americans. Thank you. So, I don't know, 4 or 5 hours later, that's when I hit my crash. And I'm going to tell you, the guy was right. I fucking crashed hard. I've never experienced a crash like that before. It's like, you know, we had our lunch break. I went out. I had my salad. And then I came back to the class, training room, whatever the fuck you want to call it. I sit down. And it's like someone turned a switch off on me, like, you know, a power fucking like lever. Just they pulled it down and it's like, and I was like, oh fuck. I just was like sinking in my chair and, you know, feeling like just like I was being turned off. Like I was just going to fall asleep and I couldn't help it. I've never experienced a crash like that before. It was pretty crazy. And I look over and that dude that said, you know, like, oh, I can't wait to see you crash. He looks at me and gives me this look. And I go, here comes the crash. And he starts fucking laughing. He had a great time watching this thing. Watching my progress from way up here to way down there. And, yeah, the last few hours I was fucking dying. Just fighting to stay awake. So I get home and, hey, what a great idea. How about I have more coffee? So I have more coffee, but the whole point, I know I'm long-winded, okay? I get it. I'm long fucking winded, but I'm sorry. Whatever. So I get home, I have more coffee, and the next day I have mega shits, okay? I have the shits like you wouldn't believe. I think I shit like 3 times before I went in, and I was so fucked I couldn't even eat anything, you know? You know that feeling. Where you're just shitting your fucking brains out. And if you put anything in your mouth and you swallow it, you know, your stomach's like, sounds like a fucking, sounds like a moped. Or no, is that right? A scooter? I don't fucking know. A cheap motorcycle. And you know you're gonna blow soon. So I had to eat something, right? So I like something small. I get into training, and I'm sitting there, like, you know, a couple hours go by, and I got that feeling like you're either gonna shit yourself or you're gonna be okay. You know that feeling? That's a horrible feeling, because you don't know if you're gonna shit yourself at any moment. Not like you're gonna shit yourself, but if you're gonna have the fear, or it's like, dick, I gotta leave now, or if you might pull through. I was on that borderline. I had no idea where it was gonna go, but as you can imagine, it went south. Literally. So luckily we're watching this shitty video, and I was like, fuck it, I'm just gonna make an exit because I gotta shit now. I got that feeling, the fear kicked in. And so I go to the bathroom, and luckily, you know, everyone's in training, so no one's in the bathroom. I get to have peace and quiet. I go in there, and it's rough. My ass is already raw, so when I'm shitting, it's burning. You know, Jams, you're being too graphic. Well, fuck you. This is true. This is real life. You got to hear it. So my ass is burning, and I'm like, oh, fuck me. And then, you know, I start, after the coast is clear, I start cleaning my ass. And I got to tell you, this is when I realized how dependent I've become on baby wipes. Jams, did you say baby wipes? Yes, I did. Baby wipes. Okay? Wipes to some of you with kids. Wipes.
Are you saying that you use baby wipes on your asshole?
That's what I'm saying. It's true. It fucking works brilliantly. Okay? If you have the shits, you know, like I would frequently have before I started eating healthy, because now I'm on this health kick, you know? I've been going 3 weeks strong, and I've been shitting like a fucking stallion. It's been great. But I got to tell you, before, I was eating a lot of spicy food all the time, and it was rough. Drinking a lot more. So yeah, I'd have pretty nasty shits all the time. And baby wipes will clean your ass up. Literally. Think about this. Think about having the shits and, you know, just using dry fucking toilet paper the whole time. I'm going to make the equivalent to, let's say you're putting frosting on a cake. Okay. Let's say you're frosting a cake. And you go to scoop some more frosting out of that fucking cup, chocolate frosting, and you're going to put it on the cake, and you drop some on the counter. If you try to wipe that shit up with a dry napkin, you're not going to get it all off the counter. It's going to be, you know, you're going to like be smearing it into the fucking counter, and you're going to be seeing the stain of chocolate. Okay?
James, you're being too graphic. Oh, I don't want to hear this. It's so gross.
Shut the fuck up again. What's wrong? What's wrong with you? You don't like real life? This is real life, people. Okay? This is how it goes. This is real shit talk. So you got to get your rag wet a little bit. Some damp cloth, rag, whatever the fuck you want to call it, napkin. And you're going to clean that up, and it's going to be fucking spotless, okay? Same difference. You wipe your ass with dry toilet paper. You're just caking that shit. You're smearing it all over your skin. You're not going to get it all. And then throughout the day, you're going to be sweating. And that sweat is going to be on your ass. Come on, don't lie. You know you sweat in your ass. Everybody fucking does. You know why? Because most of the time you're sitting on your ass. And, you know, think about that. You got moisture hanging out down there. And the moisture is going to loosen up that shit again. It's going to make it wet again. Like, you know, like fucking dirt. What happens to dirt when you get it moist? Turns to mud. Same fucking thing. You get what I'm saying? So if you use baby wipes, it's just like cleaning up your counter with a fucking moist towel. You're cleaning that shit up. And I'm telling you, you don't believe me? If you don't do this, because you know what?
James, everyone fucking knows that.
You know, I'm not sure about that. Because I didn't know about it until like what? Let's see, 6, 7 years ago I found out about it. It's like, that's a great fucking idea. Ever since then. You know, I've been a proponent of that. So let's say that you're one of those people that don't know about it. You know, no one's going to know. You don't got to tell me, or anybody else for that matter. Let's say no one knows. Try it. Get some baby wipes. Next time you got a nasty shit, okay? Wipe up as much as you can with toilet paper until you think like, yeah, I'm fucking good. Then pull out a wipey and wipe up some more, and look what you're going to find. You're going to have brown streaks on that shit. Woo! Then you will say, James was right. Look at this. Okay? But don't flush those wipes. They'll clog up your drain. Clog up your pipes, I mean. Yeah, don't do that. They won't break apart like toilet paper. Okay? I once talked to a plumber and he's like, yeah, one time I pulled out this, I put my snake down in there, unclogged the pipes, and when I pulled it back up, you know, there was a lot of baby wipes attached to that thing. So don't do that. Or condoms, for that matter. Don't flush no condoms, okay? And this has been your plumbing tip of the week. Yeah, don't do that. All right, I'm done talking about shit. Okay, yeah, let's see. What else? I think that's it. I think I'm done. I still got some time to kill. Fuck. I was hoping that wouldn't happen. I was hoping I wouldn't blow my load. You know, too soon. I should have talked about some shit some more. Anyway, fuck it. Let's just go on to I Fancy That. It's beautiful.
Beautiful.
It's wonderful.
Wonderful.
It's I Fancy That.
Fancy.
Fancy. Okay. Again, you know, for some reason I got a feeling there's new people listening to this shit. I don't know why, but I thank you. I Fancy That is a segment dedicated to saluting positive aspects of life, okay? And mostly the minuscule, the fucking, the everyday little, it's all about the little things. That's right. It's always about the little things, you know? The little details make up the big picture, people. So this is about saluting something that you fancy. And here we go. What I fancy, goddammit, it's kind of weak with this show. It's kind of weak. So I'll give you two, just to even it out, you know? I'm going to take the middle road. First fancy is, I fancy when people in my family don't like food that I like.
That's pretty vague, James.
Well, it's a talk show and I will elaborate. Trust me. What I mean is, I like cashews, okay?
That's pretty fancy.
That's not what I'm fancying, okay? I know cashews are fancy. They're a fancy nut. They're expensive. You know how much cashews fucking cost for that big jar of cashews? It's like $11. You believe that shit? $11 for cashews. What's so fancy about cashews? You know, and the same jar of peanuts would be like, what, $6? What the fuck? Are cashews like on a remote island somewhere? You gotta take like 3 planes to get to, huh? You gotta fight off like the natives to get these fucking things. You gotta climb a 200-foot tree. What the fuck? Where do you get cashews from? That's so goddamn fancy. You gotta charge me $12 a can. You know what I'm saying? On a related note, you ever had a cashew chicken at like a Chinese place? Goddamn, I love that shit. There's a place called Supreme Dragon. Off of it's in Roland Heights, off of Fullerton and Colima. Okay, it's in the Hong Kong Plaza, and the place is like you walk into, you know, China. But it's fucking good. Go in there and tell them that danger's at you. No, I'm just kidding. They'll look at you like, "What the fuck you say? Get out of my restaurant! Fuck him!" So go in there and get the cashew chicken, people. But it depends on the cook is there, the right cook. Probably the Mexican guy, right? There's always a Mexican dude back there in a Chinese restaurant at the authentic Chinese places. Anyway, what was I saying? Fucking A. Oh, cashews. So what I fancy is when people in my family don't like the food that I like I said, and that happens to be cashews, for an example. Natalie, my wife, does not like cashews, okay? So I will get a jar of cashews, and she will not touch them, okay? Am I being a selfish cunt? Fuck yes, I am. But you know what? That's my goddamn prerogative, and I fancy the fuck out of that. You know why? Because there's more cashews for me. And my $11 gets stretched out. Here's the downside of this. My kids love cashews, so I'm fucked. If they don't like cashews either, I'd be in cashew heaven. And the guy that traveled in 3 planes to get to that remote island and fought off the natives and climbed a 200-foot tree to get me my cashews, you know, it wouldn't be in vain. But it is, because I can't enjoy them myself. But the fact that my wife doesn't like them means that I get more, and fucking A, I fancy that. But hey, it doesn't end there, people, because I think it's kind of weak, and I will keep going with it. My next fancy is I used to work in this area called Bellflower. And if you didn't know, Bellflower fucking sucks. I'm going to tell you, this area that I was in for work, there was it was next to a freeway. What freeway was it, James? I don't know. I forgot. Is it the one? You know what? I don't fucking know. I'm not even going to guess. I'm horrible at that shit. So anyways, it was right next to a freeway. And it was like a fenced-in area, bunch of trees on the side of the freeway. And you'd see homeless people go in and out of there all the fucking time. All the time. Homeless. And it was grungy. And there was trash everywhere. And it was fucking dirty. And it looked nasty. And it made shitty Bellflower look like even more of a shitty Bellflower. Okay? But lo and behold, one beautiful sunny day, I passed by, and there's a construction crew there. Oh, before that, there were cops always there too, going in there and busting the homeless. Okay? They knew it was a nuisance. And, you know, God bless the police. They were trying. But fast forward, like I said, one sunny day, there was a construction crew there, tearing that place up. I was like, oh, shit. Look at this. They're gonna do something here. They're going to clean it up somehow. And they did. Because over the process of... I was in that area for... now I'm in a different area. Because I got my fancy promotion. Promotions. I fancy that. So I'm not there no more. But in the course of the time I was there, I would pass by once in a while. And I would see the progression. And it started from, like I told you, a shitty area with full of trees and trash and fucking homeless. And... and cops always around. Now the construction crew were tearing everything up, you know, leveling shit, doing all this, you know, riffraff, whatever they do. And little by little, the beautification process was forming. And you know, like a few months later, they turned that shitty fucked up side of the freeway into a beautiful park. Yeah, a beautiful park. And I'm talking about the park, like, you know, with like a playground for the kids. Those fancy playgrounds with like the rubber, what do you call that shit? Like that foamy type floor. No sand. Fuck sand, right? No drug addicts can hide needles in the sand anymore. No cats will take shit in the sand. It's that foamy shit, you know, that fancy stuff. Nice playground, benches. This nice little fucking twisty walkway that goes, you know, zigzags. Beautiful trees, nice grass, the whole fucking 9 yards. They turned the place around. And that's something to fancy because it's doing something nice for the community. It's promoting positive stuff. I don't know. Whatever. You get what I'm telling you. So people, my big umbrella of fancies go to... I fancy when people in my family don't like food, so my fat ass can enjoy more. I fancy promotions, and I fancy the city turning a shithole into a work of communicable. What? Ooh, hold on. Communicable? Is that a fucking word? Communicable? I don't know, dude. I should have went to college longer, huh? Turning some shitty area into a nice, beautiful, fucking friendly atmosphere. I don't know. All that stuff. I fancy that. All right. And now to close this bitch out. And we always end it. Once again, if you're listening and you've gone this far and you wonder what's happening now, I'm scared and I'm unsure what's going to happen. What's going to happen now is the fuck you moment. What's the fuck you moment, James? The fuck you moment is when I get to go on my soapbox even more and, you know, cast whatever it is to hell and shout out from the fucking rooftops and despise something. And I'm going to do that right now because you know what? Now it's time for the darker side of life. It's time for the fuck you moment. And here we go. Oh, it hurts so good. All right, here we go. The fuck you moment. Let's get on it. Goddamn, I don't think I'm gonna break an hour here. I think I'm gonna be short, but you know what? I won't let you down. I'll find something to do to fill that hour. I'll read you a poem or something. I don't fucking know. Here we go. Here's my fuck you. Okay, I'm going to give you two fuck yous. How about that? I'll give you two fuck yous to try to fill up this time. James, don't give us filler. Make it worth our listening pleasure. All right, here's the first one. I want to say fuck you to this owl in my neighborhood. That's right, an owl. There's an owl in my neighborhood. And it's been like a few months this fucking owl has been around. And every time nightfall comes, the owl will start going, ah! Ah! It's not even like a regular owl. It's not even like, ooh, ooh, ooh. It'll be like, ah! That's how it sounds. I'm not fucking around. I'm not exaggerating. One day I came home from work, and it was late. I had the swing shift for 2 weeks, my training. So I had to come home late after midnight. One day I came home, and I'm in my car listening to the rest of some fucking show, and I hear, ah! And I thought my wife was fucking with me through like the bedroom window. You know, I thought she saw me in the driveway. So I turned the car off, and I'm like, what the fuck? It sounded funny. And I'm looking over at the window, and I'm like, I can't see anything. And I, ah! I'm like, is that her? I open the door. Ah! I was like, that's not even her. That's not her. She wouldn't keep this shit up that long. You know, she doesn't have that kind of commitment to a comedy routine. And I was like, all right, what? I'm like, what? Is that a fucking owl? It doesn't sound like one. Is it someone fucking with me? Ah! And yeah, it turns out I wound up pinpointing it up into a tree. I got out and started walking towards the sound. I walked down the street. Ah! And I was like, this fucking thing. So anyways, tonight, believe it or not, when I before I pressed record on this thing, I heard that ah! Outside the window here, because these walls and these windows are super thin. This place was made like in the 60s, so this shit's not like insulated. The windows are not dual pane. They're still single pane. You're living in the past, James. I know. And the past is cold in the winter and it's hot in the summer. And I get to hear, ah! So yeah, you fucking creepy gay little owl. Fuck you. But I thought you said you had more than one, James. I do. Here we go. Here's the next one. Mass texters, okay? Do you believe this shit? Do you know what I'm talking about? Mass texters?
I don't know what mass texting is because I'm not of this century.
Oh, you're not? Okay, let me tell you then. Mass texting is when someone will text a lot of people, a group of people. You know, and they'll all send, like, let's just say, because I got a text one day from a dude who will go unnamed. But he knows who he is. No, he doesn't. He doesn't listen to this fucking show. He sent a text out, including me, to 32 fucking people, right? About some dumb shit like, hey, get, what's that? Fuck, goddammit. What's that internet radio? It's, shit. It's not iHeartRadio. It's like, is it Stitcher? Is that what it is? Is that what Stitcher? I don't know what Stitcher is, really, to be honest with you. Stitcher, is that what it is? I don't fucking know, dude. I'm a young dude. I'm down with technology, but I'm also like an old fucking fogey at times where I don't care about shit or like, that's what the young kids do. I'm like that guy, you know, I got like an old soul. And, you know, I don't get on board with a lot of stuff. So I don't know if that's what it was or not. I forgot. But he sends 32 fucking people the same text.
Hey, you should download Stitcher fucking radio. It's a pretty good app.
It's like, really, you dickhead? You gotta send me and 31 other people this fucking message suggesting we get Stitcher? You know what I mean? And this same dude will do this. And you know, if you're listening right now, you know who you are. And I'm gonna say, fuck you. I'm not angry, okay? If you are the guy listening and you know who I'm talking, if you know I'm talking to you, I'm not angry, okay? It's just a little annoying. Especially if that was a message.
You should check out Stitcher Radio. It's pretty good.
Oh, Christ. Yeah, and then, you know, the people respond that you don't fucking know, and you get the alerts. You think you're getting an important text? Well, you know, knowing me and my dumb fucking people, my contacts, like Lido. or Nature Boy or Super Dick or Gas Boy, they're not going to be important. It's going to be a bunch of nonsense. But you think something like, oh, I got a text. And you open it. Ah, it's this fucking idiot responding. You know, and maybe there's a way to get out of that. I thought for sure if you deleted the original text, you won't get any follow-ups. But one day I thought, I think I got extra follow-ups on that shit, even though I deleted it. Yeah. I don't know. I might be just a retard that doesn't know any better. But I'm still standing by that. I don't like mass textures if it's not very important. And it, like, okay, let's put it this way. I sent a mass text to the guys I'm going camping with in a couple weeks. And it was all the details because I'm the one fucking organizing it. It was all the details. And hey, I'm sending everyone out the same text at the same time so they get all the fucking details and everyone's on board. Okay, everyone's together. I'm gonna say that's okay. I'm going to allow that. That's fine. But if you text 30 fucking people about some bullshit, come on, dude. That's annoying. Okay, I'm done. That's my fuck yous. And yeah, my mass texting assholes and my gay owl on my block. I'm gonna say, fuck you!
Fuck you!
All right, people. God damn, I got 2 minutes left. Fuck. I got to do something for you. I can't leave you hanging. It is the danger hour, you know? It's got to be an hour. Let me think of something to do. Should I play you a song? Would you like that? I can play you a song. Nah, I won't play you a song. Fuck is that, right?
I don't want to hear you play your fucking guitar.
I know.
You pretentious dickhead. You're that guy that pulls out your guitar at a fucking campground and starts playing and singing. And all the girls fall in love and all the guys are like, fuck this guy, show off.
No, I'm not that guy. I swear I'm not. Oh, I know what I'll do. Here's what I'll kill sometime. If you don't know, or if you're just a fucking idiot and haven't paid attention, if you want to ask me a question, personally, me, if you want to send me naked photos of yourself, or like a fat guy, let's say you took a picture of a guy taking a shit in a stall, and you think it's funny, and you want to share it with me, I would like to see that. Send it to my email, the show email, at thedangerhour@yahoo.com. It's that that's that simple, boys and girls. It's that simple. thedangerhour@yahoo.com. Okay? You can tell me to fuck myself. You can send me photos. You can give me, any stories you'd like to share on here. You want to hear your name? I'll send your fucking name out. I have no problems with that. I will fucking do it. I will tell your stories for you. I will tell you to go fuck yourself if you want me to. Okay? I will respond to you. I will whore myself out for you because I appreciate you listening if you do. And if you respond, I appreciate that even more because you know what? I'm talking into this fucking microphone and these wires into the goddamn computer, into space somewhere. And if you're listening, you got it out of space. You somehow got it out of the fucking sky. So I don't get any feedback from this, really, most of the time. You know what I mean? I'm just talking into a fucking into a wire. So you will make it worth it for me if you respond somehow by doing something. Entertain me at least. Send me a fucking joke. Send me a picture of something, a funny meme. You know, I'll get a kick out of it. It's happened before, and I put it on the show. And if you're into yourself, hey, I'll talk about you. Send me something. Look at that. I killed the fucking hour. Just rambling. How do you like that? All right. Or check out my Facebook page at the Facebooks. We got facebook.com/thedangerhour, or we're even on the Instagrams. That's fucking A. What is that? I'm the Danger Hour on Instagram. I don't know. I don't know how you'll find that. Yeah, the Danger Hour on Instagram. Hit us up, man. Fuck it, nigga. I mean, oh, what'd I say? He said the N-word. Oh, my God. Actually, I heard if you say nigga, it's okay. It's acceptable. A black guy told me that. You know what? I'm just going on and on. So that's going to be the end of this one. And thank you for listening. I appreciate you, each and every one of you. And, you know, if you weren't there, I would just be talking in vain. But you make it all worth it. And in a way, I love you. So as always, I end every show by saying, stay dangerous, my friends.